once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
We're on. Welcome. Insight. Mr. Jack Stogler here. I'm joined tonight by my special guest, Rocker Bonvillain.
Yes.
Hey, Rock. And my not-so-special guest, or maybe special in a
Hi,
different
Jack.
Way.
Hi, Rock.
Brother Bill is here. So we're going to talk about a little bit of everything, but part of what we wanted to do was to kind of introduce the 2017 Christmas show that's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. The date is
December 20th, right?
December 20th. And, you know, I don't know whether we'll do everything exactly like we did last year, but we...
I think we'll do one thing different.
We are going to do one thing different?
We are going to do one thing different.
Well,
kill Hawaii Christmas.
What's that?
What? We're going to kill Hawaii Christmas.
Wait a minute, we're killing it. Hawaii Christmas. That's the one where it was...
Hali Maliki Naka.
Oh, I was going to say.
I don't think that's it.
You don't think that's it either?
Pretty sure.
Okay, so does anybody in this room know what it is?
Meli Kaliki Maka.
What is it? Meli Kaliki Maka?
It's Have I watched Christmas Vacation? Playing that song and that chick's out there on the diving board.
No.
Starts taking off some of her whatchamacallits.
Yep.
Next thing you know, she's standing in her birthday suit, Rock. Do you remember seeing that?
That's kind of hard to forget that, yes.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Kind of nice movie.
favorite Christmas movie.
That was awesome.
Movie.
Oh, so, what's his name? Standing there looking at the window at the swimming pool. Remember that?
Clark.
We are going to talk about last year's show. I think Neil's got a couple of excerpts that we'll probably play. Yep,
I was able to find some, yes.
Good. And then we will talk about, you know, some of the things that we're going to try to line up. And, you know, we have got three or four families that we've been in touch with that were, you know, kind of waiting to confirm them as far as where that money's going to go. But, you know, we went into last year thinking, let's just have a good time and raise a little bit of money. And Neil, what did we end up with? Like a little bit over $17,000?
Yeah, a little over $17,000.
That is incredible.
We were hoping to get $1,000.
Yeah. So we, yeah, and it's interesting because we've already had people that have come up to you, some of us, and I think we've already got our first check for I think $250 or so. And
wow. Yep.
So that's, you know, we haven't even done anything yet. So
we've had people asking too when it was. So there's interest. There's definitely people feel good about giving, and it sure as hell goes to a good cause, no doubt.
Yeah.
Do we have a goal?
What's that?
Do we have a goal?
$1 over.
You know what? I don't even want to even think about, you know, beating last year. You know, we're going into this. We're going to have fun. We're going to encourage people to call last and
year
text.
Last year was insane, so we can't expect that every year, but it was awesome.
But, you know, we're going to have fun. We're going to give people an opportunity to come up and give or to text and give, and we'll be posting some things on Facebook here. Chuck, are we going to be able to have Facebook Live at night?
If we do it here, we can do Facebook Live.
If we do it here, we can do Facebook Live. So we'll probably do it here. And you know, I mean, I don't really.
Yeah, Facebook Live was big for us.
Yeah, it was.
People just loved it. I think you know, it'd be nice to have it somewhere where we could have people actually come in if they wanted to and have plenty of room. But logistically,
a lot of stuff here to move.
Yeah. Plus, there's things here that would have to move a lot of it, and Wi-Fi that wouldn't be pinged on by a whole bunch of other people's phones that would keep us connected. Yeah. It's just not a very easy thing.
The great thing is Bill and I are stupid enough about that stuff that you could tell us anything and we'd believe you. So
Yep. So it's going to cost you each $10,000 to be on the show.
Okay.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
And we'll take a bad check.
Well, it would have to be. It would have to be. So, and then we got Rucker's going to come up and sing for us again.
No.
Hopefully he don't lose his voice this year.
Oh, I hope he does.
Last year he didn't have a voice.
I know.
But he still didn't do too bad. He's 12 Days Christmas. He was one of them guys.
I'm very bad at that,
too. He was one of the days. No, he was good.
Yeah, I think you were four calling birds.
Yeah. Well, it took about four or five
one,
tries,
one of the times is four calling birds. Oh, yeah.
No, one of the times it was, I got nothing. So you choked a little bit, didn't you?
Then we had Gomer Pyle over here.
Yeah.
So, but I tell you what, we will plan a little bit and we'll wing it a little bit. And
December 20th,
we'll start at about 7 o'clock. We think we're going to have Santa Claus come and visit, and we will come back to talk about some of the details of that show, play a couple of excerpts, and right after this.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50 cent wings and boneless wings and 75 cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. This year, Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting all of the OHSAA's broadcasts of state championship football games from Canton. Some of the games will be interrupted by our Indians girls and boys basketball games, but all 7 games will be in our archives in their entirety. Thursday night after the girls basketball opener, we'll join the Division II game in progress between 13-1 Akron Archbishop Hoban and 13-1 Cincinnati Winton Woods. On Friday, we'll broadcast the Division VII championship game at 10 a.m. with the 10-4 Minster Wildcats taking on the 12-1 Cuyahoga Heights Redskins. At 3 o'clock, we'll broadcast the Division V championship game between 2 undefeated teams, Wheelersburg and Pemberville Eastwood. On Friday night, after the boys' game with St. Mary's, we'll join the Division I championship game in progress featuring 2 13-1 teams, Pickering Central and Mentor. On Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., we'll broadcast as much of the Division VI Marion Local versus Kirtland game as we can before we begin our girls' JV basketball coverage at noon. Then on Saturday afternoon at 3, we'll broadcast the Division IV championship game with 13-1 Clinton Massey taking on 14-0 Steubenville. Then on Saturday night, we'll join the Division III game in progress after our boys' basketball game at Greenville, featuring 14-0 Trotwood Madison and 13-1 Dresden Tri-Valley. Listen live to all of the state championship football games with the OHSAA's official broadcasts right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of OHSAA championship football.
Did it. You're on, Jackson.
No, I'm not. So, we're talking technology. Chuck, get back here. Okay. So explain to me this wireless charger.
For your phone.
Yeah, for your phone.
Wireless charger, yeah. You just set it up. Set your new iPhones, you just set it right on there.
And it charges.
Yep.
Okay, so you have to have an iPhone 8 or 10 or whatever.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an iPhone. It just has to be wireless charge enabled.
So when was the first time that the iPhone came up with that? Is it the first one?
The first one.
I got
yes.
you. I'll be damned.
So what do you have?
Eight. Just got it yesterday or day four.
Okay, but is like there's some major glitches with the 8? No.
10.
With the 10.
The new X, yeah, there are some glitches, but they're working them out.
Okay, and then how about the deal where I press on an I and like something weird pops up?
Update your phone.
A with a question mark.
Update your phone.
It's fine now, I think, isn't it?
You got to update your phone.
Yeah, if you update your phone,
it's fixed
now. It's fine now, yeah.
Yeah.
They had some.
Yeah, they had a fix for it.
Amazing, didn't it?
Like a week after somebody figured it out. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think one Wednesday night, we're going to have Tech Talk with Chuck.
Huh? Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Chuck.
TikTok.
You know what? I think it could be a weekly show.
Yeah. Well, they do it at
Tech Talk with Chuck.
They do it at the library every Monday. If you have problems, just go into the library. And I don't know who helps you out, but they'll help you out.
Really?
Bring in our whole IT crew.
Yeah, so... So, like, what's a... Okay, so if, like, I want to buy something techie for...
Yeah, good
for
question.
You members of my family.
Yeah. What's this year?
What's out there that's good?
It all depends. Depends what you're looking for.
Okay, so you know what? I'm willing to spend a couple hundred bucks.
A couple hundred, you're probably better off going with an Android device at that point.
Why, they're cheap?
They're a little bit cheaper. And they're about in the same market, too. They just function just a little bit different. Yeah.
Okay, so my wife has one of these, like...
How about the whole wristwatch deal? Does that work, that whole deal? You ever had one of them? Kind of look like a pansy, though, if you got them on, I thought.
Pansy. When was the last time you heard the word pansy?
They're kind of cool.
You ever seen any little square things?
Apple Watch?
The Apple Watch?
Apple Watch, yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, if you put a picture of skull and crossbones on it, then you'll look tough.
If you think about it, the Apple Watch also keeps track of your vitals.
As long as I'm still talking, I ain't worried about anything.
Well, we are when you're talking.
Will it keep track of your blood pressure?
I have no idea.
I think
it does.
It does.
It might.
How about your alcohol level?
You have one?
How's your blood pressure?
Fine.
How about your alcohol level?
So, like, you're a pansy? Bill is calling you a pansy.
You got one?
I have one.
You do not.
I was kidding. I think they look masculine.
There he goes.
I'm going to go buy me one.
There's a fight right? All right, so
I think Courtney's getting one. So
you get three?
You get one?
Chuck, three?
Don't spoil them now. She'll want everything. Don't spoil them. Right now, you shouldn't get her nothing. I look, they're going to expect something every year. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Huh?
You use that same theory on your kids?
When are you getting married, anyways?
When is the big day?
When is it?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, June 9th.
No.
May 5th.
Oh, May 5th.
Jack, I think maybe you knew better than that.
Where's it at, anyways? What hall?
St. Henry.
Why would you get
Romers?
St. Henry?
No.
Legion?
Oh, the Legion.
Perfect. I'll be at the Legion Saturday night. Christmas party.
Where's the wedding?
Mary Help.
Okay, so this is an open invitation.
Anybody listening?
Right?
Hey, yeah, no problem, as long as you bring nice gifts.
Hey, what kind of food you having yet? Is that chicken?
Who's cooking?
Everybody something different.
Chicken.
Chuck's not involved in that.
She's taking care of... Oh, he is so... He's running around doing everything she asked him to.
He ain't involved in
that. Yeah, and she asked him to stay out of the way, and she's taking care of him.
So that's a smart man.
Yeah,
smart man. So,
unbelievable. Well,
so, hey, Bill, let's have a Christmas show December 20th.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Last night, we was working on the details, okay?
Yeah.
We seen Father Matt, so we invited Father Matt. He's looking forward to coming up. We're going to have... The guy himself coming up.
Santa?
Santa.
No way.
We talked to Santa.
Chris Kringle Santa himself.
Chris Kringle is going to be coming up. Rock? Between 7:30 and 8.
He's
Rock's going to be here.
He's watching you, Rock.
Absolutely. We're going to have, who else are we going to have? I think we're having nuns.
Yep.
Nuns will be here.
Have you spoken to them or are you going to?
We nunned.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
Santa Claus is covered. The nuns are covered, I
believe.
I think
Karen Myring is in.
Karen Myring wants to come talk, sing with me.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
That's a fact.
You know what? She has probably had moments in her life where things have happened to her, where she looked at somebody and wanted to kill them, whether it's her husband or her kids or whatever.
She wanted
but
to kill
she
me
never
that.
Looked at anybody the way that she looked at you.
Here's what we were talking about. Let me see if I can get that.
Karen and Bill.
You don't mess with Karen.
That was special. No wonder he didn't need the words.
Karen Myring sang with every possible distraction. She was sitting next to Bill. She never knew what to
do. Put her down, didn't it? She's such a nice lady, too.
It's called awestruck.
And she does. She was all. You know, and she doesn't do anything half-assed.
No.
You know, if, like, she's singing in church or she's singing at the school or she do it, she puts her heart and soul into it. And she sat next to Bill and just...
That was it.
She
yeah. She didn't even... She put her hand goodbye.
So we will make sure to keep those two apart next year. But, and you know what? For anybody out there, you know, we'd love to have a high school girl or guy come and sing.
Anybody just want to stop up, more than welcome.
Yeah, you know, it'll be somewhat of an open mic night.
Yeah we did have, we had Allie Kaiser come in. Here's a little tiny excerpt of what she sang.
She was good, too.
I'll be home Christmas if only in my dream.
So we did have real singers.
Yeah, we did.
We did have real singers.
Well, at some point, I think the job... that the, and we'll call them the nuns or the choir ladies or whatever, but the job that they did on that Silver Bells was just absolutely fabulous.
Yep. I'm not sure if I can find that here. Hang
they
on
were good, and Bubba and Chester were good. They sang both things. They sang a song. They always liked to sing. They were good.
Yep.
So we got a bunch of losers.
So we're getting the bell people this year?
No, we're going to do the bells.
Yep.
Oh, good God.
And Rocker... We have practice Thursday night, so
gotta have white gloves on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can come up with the silver bells thing,
white
but I have
gloves. White gloves
somewhere
and paraleotards.
Sorted out.
Yeah. I don't think leotards.
Paraleotards. What's leotards? Ain't that them real tight things?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Invented by but first worn by, can't remember his first name, but his last name was Leotard. He was a trapeze guy in the 1800s.
Really? Don't they make you look bulgy?
If you put a potato down your...
That was you in it.
Well, it would be bulgy, but it'd be in the wrong places.
I'll be damned.
So, last year, like we talked about, we raised about $17,000 plus a little bit. We gave away... most of that. We did keep some back to address some needs of some other families that came up throughout the year.
And we figured it might, so it was good to keep some back, and that we did help a couple of
tremendous cause. That was a great deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I tell you what, I was sitting at home before coming up here, and I watched and listened to us, and I can't remember having as much fun as I did.
That was fun.
So that was
we cool. Talking about that. I could have that much fun and do that much, you know, good. Not that it was us. It was just people was good. You know, they just came up here and unbelievable who walked in the door that night. Who we got text messages from and calls from. And awesome deal.
Yep.
So we need to advertise the hell out of this. So we're planning on doing that through Facebook and through here, FRR. And
hey, Bill.
We want to get the word out.
Can we get your buddy to call in?
Who?
The president.
President.
Well, the president, yes.
Like Trump?
You talking about Trump?
Yeah.
Could.
No,
I'll make a call.
You know what? He'd be more likely to tweet.
He would be more. That guy's doing a hell of a job, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
He is. I mean, this. Well, look at this economy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
If everybody quit focusing on the stupid stuff he says, it'd all be clear sailing.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot better if he wouldn't say stupid
stuff.
Well,
but that's all right. Who cares? That's
him. How are you not vice president?
I should be, shouldn't I? Pence. Pence is a good running mate for him because he's just the opposite. You know, it works out pretty good.
Yeah.
He'll say something, kind of backtrack what old Mr. Trump says. We got a good president here. I'm proud of him. He's got a hot first lady, too.
Yes.
Huh? Oh, yeah. You see her Christmas trees? Oh, baby. Huh?
You mean the decorations at the White House?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Good.
Saw those
God. She was looking good.
I liked her ornaments.
I loved her ornaments. Huh?
So, you know what? This is a great time to take a break, isn't it, Neil?
I think maybe it is.
Okay, so we'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. 75-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home basketball game with St. Mary's will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m., then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, they'll be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7.
Hi, Jack Stogler.
Hey, this is a huge week. You know what? This is a huge week for basketball.
You know what? I was just
thinking. That's awesome. Huge week for Mr. Will Holman and this soccer boy. Can you imagine that? No, I don't think we've ever had a first teamer, have we?
No.
Never had a first team All-Stater. We had two on the same team.
Yep.
Both well-deserved. And, of course, Will.
Absolutely.
Will's player of the year. Offensive player of the year. That's just unbelievable.
That is incredible.
Well-deserved.
Absolutely.
And my hat's off to both those
kids. The only thing I didn't like is they were the only two on the team that got even honorable mention. There's a number of other guys that I think should at least got a little nod, but I'm
sure Bubba and Phil talk plenty about that, but that's quite an honor for those two, and it's really an honor for Will. I'd say there's some proud parents
very much
there
deserved.
With
and,
Will and the
and
soccer.
And I tell you what, whenever I you know, see something like that, and I'm sure Will would be the first one to say, is that the work of the offensive lineman, he is not the player of the year without those five guys or those six guys.
Yeah, the offensive line really played good ball, especially the second half of the year, but he was something special.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he broke so many tackles, and that kid was, you know, we sat there and we watched him. Watching him was like watching Greg Colic when Greg was a senior.
Yeah.
We don't know how many years it'll be before we ever see that again.
Yeah.
You know, last time people even compare with when Tom Brian played, what Brian played in 66 and Greg graduated in what? Whatever it was, them guys about 10 or something like that.
Yeah, they're 40 years apart.
So they're 40 years apart. So it could be 40 years, seriously, realistically.
Well, and, you know.
Not in our lifetime.
Will and you. You know, when
we
like
were
you
similar.
Played.
Yeah.
You know.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Hey, you
we
never
both
got
had
tackled.
Hair at that age.
You never got tackled on
I
the
never
football
got
field.
Tackled on the football field.
Yeah.
And that's because he's never on the field.
Well,
we didn't have a field. We didn't have a field there, Rock.
You know, and then, you know, it makes you think about, like, the weight training room and stuff, and
yes,
and the community getting together to build that with the grease ups and stuff.
Yes,
you know, none of this stuff happens without all of those dominoes. Stuff.
Yeah, I text Todd this week and just congratulated him. He said he was proud of stuff. He said that just goes to show how a little guy, if they work hard enough, there is no limit. And yep, you know, you look at Will there.
Yeah,
you know, he was coming up. I'm sure he heard that all the time. Oh, he's too small, and thinking, oh, he's too small. My God, he ain't too small.
No. Huh? Well, you know, there's players that play with heart.
Yep.
You know,
that
guy was a warrior.
Yep. And every coach that we played against knew that he was the best player on the field.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. So
the thing that I just noticed about him from, I think, the first time I saw him play was whenever he gets tackled, he's almost always the very first one up.
Yeah, I know. He always gets up real quick.
I call him the Energizer, but he gets knocked down. He springs right back.
Well, remember that when we won the state championship there? We lost the Schreier boy, who's a hell of a running back.
Yes.
And we thought, oh, my God, you know, we was a damn good team. But we lost the Schreier boy. We went in there. Yep. I mean, he just picked up right where Schreier kid left off.
And, you know, when he came in to replace Schreier when he would come out during the season, you knew he was pretty good, but you don't know how a sophomore is going to do in that situation.
Tremendous.
With a huge...
Tremendous deal. Where are you going?
Probably someplace where you
got to go, a little sweetheart there, says you got to get home, just got to check summer, so get down here right away?
Nope, he's got to go to a Cooper's meeting.
Huh? Cooper's meeting.
Shouldn't you be at a Cooper meeting?
Yeah, and that's tomorrow for me.
Darn it.
How about Matt Lauer?
I don't know. What about Matt Lauer? Is he going to the Cooper meeting?
How about Matt Lauer?
I have no idea. I know who he is, but I don't know what we're talking about.
He ain't got a clue.
He got fired today. Well, he actually got fired last night.
Because of what?
Sexual harassment.
Okay.
You know, and...
So what young man was he harassing?
This guy
was on the up and up. This is a bunch of girls, I think.
Oh. Yeah, and you know what? It's amazing. So there's these two women, his co-host, that was on there, and they were absolutely devastated. I saw a little clip of it, and you know, they talked about how they loved this guy, and he was their best friend for 19 years. They have no idea what's going on, and then the stories come out, and this guy was a perv.
Yeah, absolutely. How could I mean, and they act like everybody knew behind the scenes he was kind of a perv. And how could these girls be so shocked?
Yeah, one of those don't get in the elevator with him.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Don't get in the elevator with him.
Yep, I've heard.
Like me and a rocker.
Yep.
Yep.
What do you got to say about that, Rock?
I'm
down in Anzonia last night getting my tickets, and some guy comes up that I've never seen before from Marion Local. And all I knew is from Marion Local because he was with some Marion Local guys. And he says, what the hell happened to your radio station in the morning? So I had every day going to work, I listened to you and Rocker on the radio. What the hell happened? Rocker quit.
Gene probably got him hooked on that, didn't he?
Rock quit.
Evers?
Yeah, probably right. Rick.
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 Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rick. Yeah.
Gene's his brother, yep.
Yeah. I said, Rock quit. Couldn't get up in the mornings anymore. Loser.
He gets up every morning.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, about...
You know why?
About 10:45.
Yeah.
He's just devastated since Hillary Trump wasn't our president. Been
Hillary
like that
Trump.
Ever since. I meant Hillary, what's her name?
Yeah. Clinton.
Penguin lady.
Penguin.
He has been devastated ever since.
Yep.
Well, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that a lot of people enjoyed listening to the two of you. Probably Rocker more than Bill. But
no doubt.
That's also every morning at 6:15 is a hell of a grind, you know?
It is a grind.
Well, if that's all you had to do all day, it's not that bad, but
yeah.
It is a little tougher than that.
Hey, Bubba just texted me and said, Will Holman and Andrew Stalker will be on tonight at 9 o'clock.
How
cool is that?
Hey, that's
them guys
awesome.
Stop. Bubba and Fee get the best.
Tell them 9/11.
9/11. Why is that 9/11?
Yeah, because this show never ends on time.
Good
wait, we only go till 8.
We only go, we're about done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we only got Rocky. He ain't been talking much. Say something.
Well,
anybody die lately?
anybody you just die on this day in history.
Yeah, come on.
David Cassidy.
David Cassidy. What? That guy was
you finally
weirdo.
Killed him off.
$10 says he was the other direction, too.
Well, it's kind of don't make any difference now.
Hmm? Is he kind of a drugger?
So is he the one that's saying, I think I live
No.
Yes.
No.
Or was that the Cow Sills?
No.
No, that was Partridge Family.
Yes. Okay.
I think I love you.
That's a pretty good song.
I'm sleeping in
amazing. You know the four words is in the song.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of?
So what was his biggest hit?
That was pretty much it.
That was it.
Did you play Cassidy's last night?
What's that?
Did you play Cassidy's last night?
The week before, yeah.
Did you? He wasn't dead the week before.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
When did he die?
Last week.
No.
Okay. Then he didn't, but right. Rocker's clairvoyant.
I don't care if he can float or not.
Yeah, boy. All right.
We got a sharp one here.
Well, take
the sharp boss is pulling up.
Don't let Bill have anything sharp.
Don't let me have anything.
Anyways, anybody else? Anything else going on in the Hollywood news? What's happening?
The
Grammys came out. What do you think of that? Your old JC, man. What's his name?
Jay-Z?
That's yeah. him. Jay-Z. What he got? He got a bunch of Grammys, that big loser. What about Beyonce?
I don't think it's a big year for her.
No, but she's pretty hot.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Huh?
So, like, who's the nominee? What song of the year?
Despacito.
Yeah. What?
Great song, by the way.
Desperado?
No.
Close.
Desposito.
Yes.
How about Shania Twain? Did she have one on there?
Back in 98, yeah.
She's back on the tour now. You heard that, didn't you? Here we go.
Is this Shania Twain?
This is Desperado.
Desperado.
That's a good song.
If she's in Haiti.
Hades?
You put that music on one time. Check Miss Favorite Home.
Favorite?
That song on one time.
Who sings that?
No, the Bieber. Who doesn't sing it?
Who?
Bieber.
Justin Bieber sings this?
Yeah, it's one, right there. He's one of several.
He's the main one.
Luis Fonsi right here. Or something. Yeah. This is the Biebs. This isn't. I think this is Luis.
So this is, I mean, how would you dance to this song?
Oh, don't make Rocker dance.
Come on. Facebook Live, come on.
Very carefully you dance.
No, I don't.
No, not you.
Oh, thank you.
One bill's enough.
So Rucker, when like you look at the music from 2017, okay, what's the best of the bunch? Other than Desperado.
I like The Weeknd. He had a pretty good year, I think.
Who?
The Weeknd. That's the name of a guy.
Some guy. He's The Weeknd.
There's a guy called The Weeknd.
Yeah, that's it. It's not a great name, but sure. You know.
Hey, no, you're living for The Weeknd.
Hey, for half a second, he had Selena Gomez. Now she's back with Numbnuts.
Who's she with?
Bieber.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
She's
good choice.
Hot.
Good
choice. Hey, he's cute. You should look past his tattoos.
Giant bench.
Who is Weeknd?
No.
Bieber.
Bieber. He was a cute little boy when he was a cute
He's a good
boy.
Basketball player. You know that? What was that
is
noise?
That Bubba?
I don't believe that's
Is that kind of vehicle, but I couldn't tell what it was.
So Bill, what was your favorite song of 2017?
I have some good ones out there.
The Ohio State fight song.
Yeah. I can't think of any. A couple country songs. Oh, no. It's that one I seen at the Slant Affair. Who is that? Who's the Slant Affair rock? Brothers Osborne,
yeah.
And they got a good song. It's called what? Brothers Osborne.
You're my
country. What is that?
Country this year. I don't think it's been that good.
Yeah, this song was awesome. He played it on the Country Music Awards last week, and I was seeing that. I was in the front row.
When Body Like a Back Road is your number one song for how many weeks? It's
Body on the Back Road. You a country fan?
I'm okay, a little.
Not too much, are you?
It's just nothing. It's all old.
There's nothing to get excited about.
I'm with you. It's hard for me to listen to country anymore. Can't do it.
Yeah.
And they're glad.
This is the Brothers Osborne thing. I'm sure this is it,
but this ain't the song. Yeah. But yeah. They had to place rock in there on the old CMAs.
Signed here.
I went to see Rascal Flatts in concert.
Rascal Flatts. Now, three of them guys are,
Diddley, you know that they're from Columbus?
Are they?
Yeah.
Rascal Flatts were good. I was like, they're good songs.
Yeah.
But they're coming out of the dugout, right?
I don't know.
What?
No. They're...
Oh, right here. No.
Their wives and kids were like, with them on this tour.
It doesn't... Bill says that's a cover.
Oh. So now you're quoting Bill as your resource.
No, not right now.
Okay, that's bad.
Yeah. What else happened in there?
Don't spend that on...
That's it. That's it right there. That's a song right there.
It ain't my fault.
Yeah.
It ain't my fault.
Yeah. Now you tell me that ain't a good song.
Hey,
huh?
Hey, let's just like play this into a break.
I got this guy's voice. If I knew the words of this song, I'd think he's like, got that deep voice.
Where you sing every song.
This is a song. This is a song.
I can sing these words. We'll be back in a minute.
Everything is going just great, then. Or,
you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter. We have lots of sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. In addition to the start of the boys and girls basketball seasons, we'll be broadcasting OHSAA Radio's coverage of the state final football games from Canton. We'll broadcast all or part of every championship game, only interrupted by our Indians basketball broadcasts, and all the football games will be available in their entirety in our archives. As always, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you every JV and varsity game for both the boys and girls, and here's what's coming up this week. Thursday, the girls start their season by traveling to Convoy to take on the Crestview Knights. Reese Rogers and Steve Stone will bring you the action live with the JV game starting at 6. Then on Friday, the boys begin their season by hosting the St. Mary's Rough Riders with Fort Recovery Radio's JV coverage starting at 6. Then we'll simulcast the varsity game with WPGW. Then on Saturday, the girls will host Wapakoneta with a JV broadcast starting at noon, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will also bring you the varsity action. On Saturday evening, the boys will travel to Greenville to take on the Green Wave with the JV broadcast starting at 6, followed by Reese Rogers and Jeff Vaughn broadcasting the varsity action live on Fort Recovery Radio. Lots of sports on Fort Recovery Radio this weekend. Girls basketball at Crestview on Thursday and at home on Saturday at noon against Wapakoneta. Boys basketball Friday hosting St. Mary's and Saturday evening at Greenville. And in between all the Fort Recovery sports, we'll be broadcasting as many of the OHSAA's official broadcasts of the football championship games as we possibly can. Sports, sports, and more sports right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians, and this weekend, the home of OHSAA football.
I rate that song an 80. It's got a good beat and it's easy to dance to.
Yeah.
So is that like rate a record?
I don't know.
You don't remember that
stand.
On
American Bandstand? Yeah. I didn't know it had a name.
Oh. went to Chicago last weekend.
Okay.
So we went out and ate one
night. Shame you didn't stay.
I know. We went out and ate one night with some three other couples, and we go to this bar afterwards. And we find out it's a little younger bar, and we were looking for. So we go down there, and they got all the fog going on and stuff, and blue lights and stuff. But I mean, it's a bit hip and bar, a lot of people. But anyway, there's all kinds. But it's unbelievable that the people anymore, like kissing and stuff. I mean, we're talking like.
Right out and open, wide open.
Wide open and, like, not necessarily the same, right?
So not boy-girl?
No. No. So this, the bartender's there. And I said, we're talking to him. And he said, I can't remember how it went, but we said something like, this is really a younger crowd. I said, do you get many older people? No, I said, do you get many older people here? And he looks at me and says, you're the oldest person I've ever seen in here. He didn't look at anybody else. He looked right at me. Oh, boy.
And you look young for your
age. Yeah, I thought so, too.
Was you in a gay bar?
No. They're all that way anymore. You don't go to bars, but they're all. There's no gay bars anymore. I have no problem with it,
sure there
is.
Way.
No, there's not. Because they do it everywhere. I mean, everybody's everybody anymore.
Well, not before you come in, they don't.
Just give it 10 years.
Yep.
It's okay. I have no problem. I'm just saying. That's life now.
Yep.
It's okay. No problem with it.
Everything's okay.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. It's December.
You know what?
Well, not yet, but will be Friday.
One other thing to note from a football standpoint is Brody Hoying from Coldwater was first team All-Mac.
Think about that. Yep. That's awesome.
Yep. You know, that's awesome. Where's he? Western Michigan?
Western Michigan, something. I think.
It's green. So
remember seeing that back, paper, right? Cool. Defensive paper. Back, isn't he?
What's that?
Defensive back.
Yep. He had six fumble recoveries and
wow. He was one hell of a football. I mean, high school player.
Yeah.
He was so good.
You know, since like we're fast approaching the 1st of December, okay, what's the one family tradition regarding Christmas that you look forward to every year?
Ooh. Rocker.
Well, my family don't do too much of that anymore, but the old tradition was Dad going out and getting rid of the trash and finding that little Dick had deposited last night's supper on the patio. And Dad coming back in and saying, Jesus Christ, what the hell are you?
That's a hell of a tradition. Do they do that every year?
Next year, we're getting him a 12-pack instead of a case.
Oh, boy. Tradition? I don't know. I don't like tradition. I like driving around looking at Christmas lights. I'm a big-hearted guy when it comes to Christmas.
I know you are.
I like that kind of stuff.
So
I like I start listening to Christmas music a week before Thanksgiving, and that's all I listen to in my truck.
Is that right?
That's all I listen to. And those stations play like 15 songs, and they play them over and over and over. Drives me crazy.
You know, there's only 25 songs.
Yep.
So just...
You're right.
It's just difficult.
Drives you crazy.
I listen to Christmas music several times during the year. I like Christmas music. I listen to it for about an hour, two or three times a year, and I'm good.
Yep.
But I can't deal with it 24 hours a day.
So when you listen to Christmas music.
So we might start doing that. We might start doing Christmas music 24 hours a day here pretty shortly.
Hey.
Oh, by the way. We might not.
Next Tuesday, you're doing Christmas music?
All Are Christmas.
You? All Christmas?
That's awesome.
So it's only being an hour show.
2 hours.
But how are you going to do that? There's not enough music. Unless you play the same songs three times.
He'll play the Fort Recovery Radio 12 days of Christmas. That means 25 minutes.
Let's just do that.
Let's just listen to that.
This is the last one here, last round of it. So we start with the 12th day. So
on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping,
10 lords of leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a milking,
7 swans a swimming,
6 geese a laying,
5 golden
rings. That was good.
4 calling birds,
3 French,
2 curlers,
and
a pear tree.
25 minutes to get through that.
Yeah, yes. It did take a long time. 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, that was
20 minutes.
Yeah, that was.
It was good though. Rock's got his voice this year. You're gonna be leading that, babe. You're gonna be leading it.
Not that song.
You might have 4 days.
I think I'm gonna do Oh Holy Night.
Oh,
I like
holy.
That.
You like that?
Yeah, I like
just
that.
Just give it a short version.
No.
Come on.
Huh? I'm not prepared.
Just give me four. Just give me the first four words of it.
Come on, go.
How about the first three?
Oh, holy night. The stars are bright and shining.
Yes. Give me some of that. He's on his game.
Ladies and gentlemen, December 20th, 8:03. We're going to have Rockers singing Oh, Holy Night.
Markers.
Oh, Markers.
Marker.
Bobby.
Jackie.
Welcome.
Bubba's in the house. You want to sit down here, Bubba?
Bubba in the house.
I have a sports trivia question for you, Bob. What happened on
Bubba
this day?
There, you sit here. No, you're good. No, sit down.
What happened on this day 46 years ago?
Ooh, Phil Niekro died.
Phil?
Why? Phil Niekro died 46 years ago? That's, wow. He pitched pretty well after he's dead.
46 years ago was when?
1971.
Ooh. Oh, Reds made a big trade. They got all the players
Joe Morgan.
Trade.
Yes,
Morgan.
Sir. Okay. I think there are like 7 players involved.
Okay.
Name them.
Oh, Jesus.
Nope.
That was one of them.
Dennis Mickey. Bullcrap. Bullcrap.
That's not right.
Joe Morgan. Bernie Carbo. Second baseman there. They sent the old Helms.
Tommy Helms.
There you go. I know it's Bernie Carbo. Tommy
sure wasn't Bobby Helms? Rocking around.
I fought the long arm.
No, that was. He did a Christmas song.
Eddie was. There was another good player. They got great players on that.
Yeah.
And the big bopper, Lee May.
Lee May goes to Houston.
Lee May went to Houston.
And
Jimmy Stewart.
Hey, that's Jimmy pretty Stewart. Good. Okay, so those are the three Reds that went to Houston. What four Houston players came since then?
Morgan, Mankey.
There was Mankey.
Yeah, Mankey was in there.
Dennis Mankey.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Wrong. Dennis Mankey didn't play for the Big Red Machine.
Well, they probably cut him before season
you can't
started.
Hear? Uh-oh.
Just use the other one.
A starting outfielder, starting pitcher.
Cesar Geronimo. Bonomino.
Jack.
McElDowney.
Jack. Billingham.
Billingham, correct.
Jackie Billingham. I'll be damned.
No idea.
Strong muscles,
Armbrister.
Armstrong.
Yes.
Here I said Eddie Armbrister.
He didn't say Armbrister.
Jesus. Eddie Armbrister.
Eddie Armbrister. That's a 7.
Good job.
That whole trade.
That big trade.
That was a good Christmas.
They don't have big trades like that anymore.
That's a good Christmas store.
Hey, you know that?
Lee May.
You don't have to yell.
Big slam from Birmingham.
He does.
He is if he's going to talk.
Have you not met him?
He can't hear anymore.
What?
He got wax built up?
Oh.
Wax.
I get Q-tips work.
Well, we're actually talking about some things for the party as far as stuff that donations or people who...
Yep.
We have some things that were coming up just missing.
Like they didn't make the list?
Yeah.
That could be one of them. Bill's wax.
Yes.
Whack me out.
So we tried to come up with a list of charitable things that would make the list, and we had a few that didn't.
When Bill's wax in his ears,
Bill's earwax removal just missed the list. I was looking for a laser treatment for my toe fungus. That got shut down.
Well, that ain't shut down yet. We're still thinking about it.
Yeah. Still thinking
bad
about that.
Problems.
Y'all see Jack's toes,
just,
rocking.
Just wear sandals and everybody will be kicking in.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got horrible toes.
Yeah. And then
How about the Christmas lights in town? Have you guys drove through yet?
I've driven down Wig Street.
Yeah.
My daughter, Ashley, has Christmas lights.
All right.
I've seen them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Doggy Wendell's got nothing up yet.
What?
Now, yeah, and there's rumors that he's boycotting this year.
What's he mad about?
Because he didn't win last year.
Oh. So I'm putting a challenge out to him.
Yep.
Who won last year?
Was there someplace down the trailer court?
Yeah, that was third place.
That was third.
Can't remember the other ones. I might be able to find out.
Dan Wilker. Did Dan Wilker?
We didn't know this last year. It was the year before.
Sorry, Chuck. Oh, Harry Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Harry Hart.
Yep. I think he might have been number one.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yep.
Or Harry is, or is it just...
I like him.
He has every straight line.
Yes.
He's got straight lines. Rocker was in there.
No.
Why not?
Because his ornaments were hanging out.
Wow.
Wow.
You got new glasses?
You got a haircut.
You got new glasses.
A few months ago, yeah.
Good.
He looks very good.
He's a dapper.
You calm down there, Johnny.
And he has his... let's see, is that a Britney t-shirt?
No.
No, not quite, no.
Oh. It's Tammy Faye Baker.
Baker.
Tammy Faye Baker.
That chick was up here.
Yeah, very good, Bill.
Rusty Baker.
He has
Catherine.
Tammy
Kaylin.
She didn't even sing.
Catherine Boss.
Rained
out. No,
she got rained out.
She
didn't sing. She got rained out.
Kaylin did sing.
No.
She did.
Gomez didn't.
No.
Selena Gomez.
She hasn't
Gomez.
Been back since.
Susie Gomez.
Selena.
Susie.
Selena Gomez.
Or Alexis.
Dead.
Selena
got shot.
Mexican got. She's shot a Mexican.
Her. Oh.
Spanish.
Is she?
I like her. Yeah.
Sabina.
Asshole.
Right.
Hey, that's not very nice to call him that.
That's a great town.
So, Bob, we were talking about, and I'm sure that you'll touch on this.
Yes.
How about us having two first teamers?
How cool is that?
That is phenomenal.
It is awesome.
What are you breaking?
We need to take a break so we can get sports talk on time.
Sports talk never sucks. On time.
Well, we knew that.
Patch is coming up too.
That's why people tune in because
it's a game.
What's the record going to be?
I say over 11 and 11.
11 and 11?
14.
11, 7 and 14?
We'll win 14.
We'll win 16.
No.
16-6.
No.
We're good.
Yeah.
No, we won't win 16.
16-6.
Yep, I'm in.
15's a good season.
Reese giving us a edge. 16-6.
Huh?
Huh?
I'll go 500.
So
are you stupid?
For the girls?
I'm going 18-something.
Is that a baby?
18-4.
Oh. 18?
Wow.
I don't know.
And maybe a district championship.
There we go.
Hey.
Why not?
Do you know our boys baseball moved up to Division 3 this year?
Did we? Is that good or bad for us? Sometimes moving up is good.
Sometimes I don't know. We'll discuss that on Sports Talk at 8 o'clock presented by Main Street Market.
So is this strictly because of the number of boys?
I don't know.
Has to be.
I haven't even heard about that.
Yeah.
Huh?
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, me either.
Well, I'm on
you
it.
You on the team? What?
Yeah, he's
on the team.
You should know about it.
Well, yeah.
Cap hasn't said anything to us about it.
My sources tell me.
Well, our coverage
is D3.
Your sources are pretty right, usually.
That's big. I may as well be with Coldwater.
That's...
I ain't scared of Coldwater.
No,
I ain't.
No.
I don't think they'll be that good this year.
Oh, that's a kiss of death. 36-0, Coldwater.
I'll just bet you they're not.
Could be.
Yeah, could be.
You never know.
Never knew.
They could be 0-36.
Did they play 36 games?
If no rainouts.
Yep. And get
I think
long
you
way in the
26
tournament.
Games, right?
I think you can schedule 26.
Uh-oh.
You know, I think... Before we go to break, that we should go to break with Bill leading us on Mali Halikimaka.
Oh, dear Lord, why?
This is good. Anymore. Yeah, you can.
I'm all serious at this time.
Okay, let's go. Everybody, no smiling.
No smiling.
Okay.
You smile, you die.
Going to break right after this.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Join in, Rock.
Da da da.
Join in, Rock.
Da 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 da. Huh?
Did you get the trumpet out?
We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from December 4th through the 30th. Many beautifully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths will be on display and open to the public during regular library hours. Join the many families who have made an annual holiday tradition of visiting the library to view this great display of trees and wreaths that have been decorated by local businesses, families, and organizations, and vote for your favorite. Be sure to stop by your library for the Fort Festival of Trees going on from December 4th through the 30th.
Christmas time!
Oops, sorry, I didn't get all of that. Let's try that again.
Oh, this is modern. That's not really a Christmas song.
No, but it was part of the Christmas
part. Well, okay. That's Chester.
I'd have to hear your throat. Hey, what about Matt Lauer?
Matt Lauer.
You know, I just wonder, is there ladies out there that's got the same issues?
Probably.
I guarantee there's going to be guys come out and say, hey, you know what, so-and-so.
Like, yeah, but
Megan Kelly,
who's going to...
Rocker wants them to call.
Who's
going to
complain, Bill?
Huh?
Who's going to complain?
Well, you know what? None of these women did for 40 years in a lot of these cases.
All of a sudden, because of that Weinstein.
Well, here's the deal. Here's my take on it.
Yeah.
Is that these media guys are just, they're just stars. They're just movie stars. They're no different than anybody else.
Yeah.
And they're all crooked piles of dog dung.
They got power. Who works for them and who works as media, man? They got a lot of power.
But, you know what? I just seen where there's actually a claim filed from Antarctica where two women went on some expedition with their college professor 20 years ago, and they're filing sexual harassment claims now.
Yeah. I'll bet you that.
Something happened in Antarctica.
Yeah. So are the penguins going to be their witnesses?
Uh-huh.
Don't
they? Well, joined in.
Nobody. Nobody, like, my language is horrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Big penguin?
No, but I've never physically, you know what I'm saying? And like Katie Couric said, well, she turned in Matt Lauer for pinching her on the butt in 2011.
Yeah.
But now she's come out and saying that because, and I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, whatever. That's like, that's with George Bush, the old guy. Yeah. He don't know where he's at.
No.
Now he's saying he sexually abused me. Grabbed her in the butt. He's 90.
Well,
that was
not.
You know, we're losing all of our female listeners.
Right. Yeah.
40 years ago, that wasn't really a thing.
Yeah.
People. I got harassed last week.
By who?
Jody.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Hello.
I wasn't complaining either.
Not one bit.
No.
She's got some issues.
especially
well, obviously
with
if she's putting the moves on Rocker. She obviously has issues.
Rocker's hung like a field mouse.
It's
wow.
So, can you say that?
Huh? I thought the saying was hung like a hamster.
Hung like a broken light switch.
Everybody picture that.
I know. What the hell?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So,
I heard you guys talking earlier about Breakfast Bill. We miss it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The town misses it.
Hey,
the
Rocker,
community misses it.
Rocker misses it. He didn't get breakfast ever again.
Yeah. We got to bring it back for the winter months. I mean, there's nothing.
How are we going to do it?
Huh?
Rocker, how are we going to do it?
Well, how are you going to do it?
What can we do?
I know how I do it.
Hey, let's do it at noon and rewind it and play it at 7 in the morning.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Can you get your on this day in history a day early?
Maybe not.
On Mondays.
We possibly could, but not. What we usually do is just we get the newspaper and read it out of the newspaper.
Why don't you go to? You get it on your computer and it'll tell you every day.
Yeah, but it won't be the Associated Press. But yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you guys this. Okay?
Yeah. There's places.
So is the problem getting up early?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about we do a drive home?
A drive time.
Drive time. Well, somebody's going to be in here to take care of it.
So when do you get off work, Bill?
I can do it 5 o'clock.
Okay. And the basketball games start at 6, and we have to be somewhere else.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So that doesn't work very well. We could do it on Monday.
Good idea, though. It's good. Drive
we could do
I'm
Monday.
Trying.
How about a midnight to 2?
You're unbelievable.
You got to do it consistently if you have good listeners.
You can't
do it once a week.
Ivan thinks I'm on again tonight.
Does he? He's wanting
his
song.
Oh, he's texting requests?
Yeah.
Hey, let's play a request for him. What's he asking for?
Well, Ivan says I missed the show.
Oh. Well, I miss it, too.
I miss it.
How can you miss it?
Ivan's got more money he's got as much money as Buck Hine. Mm-hmm. And not quite as much as Kim Day. And they're the three richest people.
They are, I agree.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ivan is absolutely
Kim
loaded.
Kim Day is loaded.
Ivan's got Ivan's got $4 million worth of tractors in his shed.
Is that right?
Kaufenberger's maybe richer than anybody.
He's got more equipment value in his shed than K&L and Hall Brothers combined.
I agree. No, he's unbelievable.
In the lot.
Yeah.
You see the tractors he's got?
No, I didn't
see. Oh, my God.
You ever seen Chuck Hines' desk?
I'm glad you said desk.
All right. How much money he's got in that baby?
They are the heavy hitters.
Oh, those guys are loaded.
I think we're all glad you said desk.
I mean, you think about the people who were the big hitters in town and passed away.
Yeah.
Well, now the next generation are here. Ivan.
Yep, Ivan.
Yep.
Big Shepherd. Big Shepherd. Scudder Botch Hine. I mean.
They are. You're exactly right.
Chuck Hine ordered butterscotch pudding one time at Tin Man's, and they said, you want pudding, chocolate, or butterscotch? And he said, I'll have Scudder Botch. And he didn't catch it until after he said it. And Ross and Pork had pudding flying out of their nose. They were laughing so
hard. Scudder Botch.
You gotta love those guys. They are a pillar of our community.
I haven't talked about him. He's awesome. Timmy's awesome.
Bill, do you want to do a little? Silent night?
No.
Too early for you?
No, good. Start it off.
You got hairy arms. You got some guns.
He's got hairy arms. That guy's got.
He
got hairy chest. He wears shirts sometimes. Pops right out there.
Look at his arms. I mean, they're short and knock your block off.
Popeye arms.
He's mad at me a few times. They're not long arms.
Rocker, do you work out?
You hang around, you work out.
Well, I can't say that.
He gets his exercise.
Mm-hmm. Does get his exercise.
Hey, it's Christmas.
It is Christmas.
It is Christmas. Bobby, do you have any Christmas traditions?
I do have some Christmas traditions.
What's your favorite one?
I don't go to church on Christmas.
Okay. That's a great tradition. God thanks you for that.
And my wife sings at every Christmas midnight mass.
Yep.
So I usually go home and I tape. I usually watch either Pawn Stars or what's the show when they go through the rubble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that show. I got like 60 episodes each. Yeah. So that's what I do on Christmas night. Christmas Eve night.
And we go down to Harold's. And we
go to Harold's and eat Kim's eggs. And tradition. Like, it's like the Masters.
That's okay. There's no tradition like Bob's Crisp. No.
All right.
That's probably all right. True.
Jack, I appreciate you having me on, buddy. Hey. Rocker, glad you had me on.
Yep. Again, let's roll through the
December 20th.
December 20th.
Okay.
Starting
it's going
at 7.
Start 7 o'clock.
Santa Claus is going to be here.
Yep.
Santa Claus will be here. We'll have Father Matt. Nuns.
The Singing Nuns. Harold Feely.
Yes.
That's big.
Coach Patch is coming up to sing a few.
Yeah, Patch is singing
a few songs.
Let me bring your
scotty guy. Remember Scrubby? Best team. What did he say? Best team we ever seen?
Yeah. Until big guy Schellenberger.
Could still be playing.
Yep.
That ball never changed legs.
Yep. Harold Feely was one of the top five softball players in his mind.
Yes.
Harold Feely was a great softball player.
He could hit. He was power left-handed. Yeah. Him and Mike Myring, two most powerful. He got a quick bat.
Yep.
A fast bat.
So,
Brian Patch was a senior at Jake High School. They went 1-21.
That was when he's a junior.
1-19.
1-19.
Well, yeah. 1-sectional.
Yeah, beat one.
That's all.
They got better as the season went on.
They got better.
Hey, we need to have
Bill's grossing
about,
out.
No, it was not.
Yeah, you did.
No, I would not.
Say it now, big boy.
I will. I said we have our girls playing their best basketball tournament time. That's not a no-brainer. Last few years, we played good ball earlier in the season, and tournament time wasn't playing the best ball.
So,
we got to do something. What we got to do?
Coach?
Quit playing season.
We got to start with the tournament.
Yeah. So, starting next year, we're going to have a
tournament.
Have a Fort Recovery Radio season opening tournament.
No, we need to have
a holiday tournament.
There
Fort Recovery
go.
Radio.
Right there.
Been trying for years.
Fort Recovery Radio, sponsor it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're in.
You in or out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You in or out?
I've for the third time, yep. I'm in.
In or out?
Okay.
Can't have Marion Local here.
Why not?
They hate Neil.
Well, they're starting to like me.
Are they starting to get better with you?
Yeah. Make him
sit on the visitor side.
So, yeah, and then you like.
It's a great idea. Holiday tournament.
That is sponsored by Fort Recovery Radio.
Have
it on Facebook Live.
Have Newton.
I don't.
Come play.
Can't do Facebook Live.
Yeah, we can.
I don't think so.
Chuck can.
Twin Valley North.
He can, but he's not allowed to.
Hmm? Twin Valley now, North of Newton?
Yeah,
North.
Yep.
Should bring a lot of people
in. Some good teams.
And maybe, like, I don't know, Bradford.
He knows who the good teams are.
The Railroaders?
Van Wert?
Van Wert.
Bobby's been to a couple of Van Wert girls' basketball games lately.
Yeah, I have.
Right, have you? Didn't you go see some?
Yeah, I did. My niece played. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good idea. JV, too.
Yeah.
Did you do both of them?
We will. Like in the morning, have a JV.
Cooper sponsoring that too.
Fort Carter Radio sponsored. Neil's got deep pockets. And Ivan Golfenbarger.
Ivan and Buck Hine.
Yeah, they're the sponsors of our holiday tournament.
We'll have Buck be the, he can officiate.
Yeah, from. See, now, something like that. Here's what you do. Could you imagine if you had a tournament like that and had two guys, and the referees are going to referee from the seats?
Yeah.
Normal fans.
Butch Wellman.
Everybody
Butch
gets Wellman. To bring their referee.
Yeah, Butch will need a whistle.
Yeah.
Butch and Donnie work camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
This would bring it, they'd come
It'd
from all
classic.
Over.
Classic.
Yep. We'll got to run out by Digger.
Yep. Hey.
Digger'll do it.
So, you know what? I think that's it for this show.
Yep. Another long
Again,
show.
December 20th.
Yep. Let's go out with the
7 o'clock.
Kind of the way we more or less ended the Christmas
hey, Coach,
show last.
I ain't gonna have a chance here. Good luck this season. Yep. No problem.
You ain't gonna have a chance. You ain't go night games.
Tomorrow I'll go, but I'm just saying, I ain't gonna have a chance to say, hey, now's the chance. Starts tomorrow night, right?
Yes. Starts tomorrow. Got? We're at Crestview.
Lady
night. Doesn't matter if you believe it. You don't have to believe it for it to be true. We're going to end it with
seriously, he is getting dumber. That's one reason the show ended.
That's not almost not possible, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, this is how we ended the Christmas show last year, I believe.
I tell you what, you come on here and it's fun for us. We're just having fun out here and it's what a great town that we got.
For staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.